Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And in games that were actually played, let's take a look at the, well, the NBA, of course, still on their All-Star break. They'll come back into action actually today. Yesterday in the National Hockey League, the Capitals blew a 3-0 lead but came back to win 5-4 in overtime. The Islanders beat the Bruins. That's a big game. Islanders, that's their sixth win in a row. The Islanders over the Bruins. See if there were any other local teams in action yesterday. No. Coming up today, no local teams in action. But tomorrow, we've got the Devils against the Islanders at 7 p.m. The Rangers against the Bruins at 7 p.m. That is tomorrow. Taking a look at Major League Baseball in games that were played yesterday. The Twins over the Orioles, 1-0. The Pirates bombed the Braves, 10-1. The Yankees lost to Detroit, 6-5. Blue Jays over the Phillies, 4-1. Mets beat the Cardinals, 5-3. Cubs beat the Athletics, 9-8. The Rangers lost to the Indians, 9-2. Padres, 4. The White Sox, 2. The Rockies, 11. Diamondbacks, 4. The Royals lost to the Mariners, 6-3. Brewers over the Giants, 13-7. Astros and Nationals played to a 4-4 tie. And the Dodgers beat the Reds by a score of 5-3. All right. That is what happened in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I know it's only spring training, but you know what? It's great to see them out there playing baseball. And I'm going to report those baseball scores because it makes me feel we're that one step closer to springtime and to summer. And it's just great seeing all that green grass and seeing the balls flying around. It just is a big psychological boost. So that's why I'm going to go over the what's going on. All right. How about this? Greg Olson made this comment. He's of course a Laker. He said that he thinks that LeBron James should become an all-pro wide receiver. There you go. The Bears have placed a franchise tag on their star receiver, Allen Robinson. The Buccaneers and Lavonte David agreed to a contract extension in the NFL. We're getting set for March Madness to continue. And what else? I guess really that's really about it. The New York Yankees left-hander Zach Britton will have surgery to remove a bone chip in his pitching elbow. And he'll at least miss the start of the season, if not more. Zach Britton. Okay, the first on the injury list this year for the Yankees, who just have just been getting unbelievable the last couple of years. I would look for a whole new training staff if I was the Yankees. The way the injuries have been affected the Yankees over the past couple of years. Well, that is a quick check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio. Mike Causey will be in Friday, but I'll be back again tomorrow with another check on sports.